ahead of the change in law. McCallan told Holyrood there will also be new national guidance published by the end of the month to support schools in tackling the spectrum of harm linked to mobile phone use. Former SNP Chief Executive Peter Murrell used charge cards, bank transfers and also fake invoices to embezzle more than £400,000 from the party. Murrell, the estranged husband of Nicola Sturgeon, used the funds to illicitly purchase goods, including jewellery, cosmetics, two cars and a motorhome over a 12-year period. The 61-year-old, who served as SNP Chief Executive for more than 20 years, faces a lengthy jail term after pleading guilty last week. He is due to be sentenced on June the 23rd. Israel continued its attacks in southern Lebanon on Tuesday but did not strike Beirut following a partial ceasefire agreement with the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah. Lebanon said that under an agreement announced by US President Donald Trump late on Monday, Israeli forces would not bomb the capital in exchange for Hezbollah not attacking Israel. That's you caught up. More news in an hour.
Mearns FM. Weather.
Some bright or sunny intervals, but also a few showers, which could turn heavy and thundery over Moray in the afternoon. A maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107, and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning and welcome to another Community Spotlight show. Hope everyone is doing well on this Wednesday. Many thanks to Max for another brilliant business spotlight and for that introduction. She'll be back tomorrow night, actually, for her blues and jazz show. Right, we've got some great interviews to bring you today to celebrate all the brilliant volunteers in our area. But let's kick off with some music. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination.
There, his fingers and hands must have been absolutely black and blue after that performance, especially considering the original album version of a 1970s song goes on for over 9 minutes, but that's our radio edit version there. Yes, happy birthday to Curtis Mayfield today. Born in 1942, Curtis Lee Mayfield was an American singer-songwriter, guitarist and record producer. Dubbed the Gentle Genius, he is considered one of the most influential musicians of soul and socially conscious African-American music. Happy birthday, Curtis. And also today, Kelly Jones. This is his song, I Wouldn't Believe... What's that? I Wouldn't Believe All You Hear on the Radio. I Wouldn't Believe Your Radio. Take it away, Stereophonics.
DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to Mearns FM. This is the Community Spotlight Show with me, DJ Johnny Boy, here on a Wednesday morning, taking you through to midday. Just got an hour-long show here. Hope you're enjoying the music so far. And the previous show, thanks so much to Max. Yeah, I hope you're well. I hope you didn't get caught up in all that crazy flooding we had. We had in Lawrence Kirk anyway. I think it was quite localised, but there's quite a few businesses affected. So if you're listening, good luck with your clean-up operations. In fact, I've got a clip to play you here from a resident on the High Street in Lawrence Kirk. There's a bit of what went down.
So we've had thunder, a fire engine's gone. by. The water's coming down off the road. Oh, hear that? The slope. And this is insane. Absolutely insane. And you know, it's probably only been, what, 15 minutes of heavy, heavy rain? Running. Look. Running down the cars. This is frightening. Sky's just black.
Yeah, it was quite crazy there for just a few minutes in Lawrence Kirk, but the, yes, the effect was crazy going down the high street, and about another 15 minutes later it all cleared up. So anyway, hope you didn't get too affected by that. We had a wee power cut as well, but hope everyone's keeping well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we're celebrating Volunteers Week. So Volunteers Week is an annual UK-wide campaign held from the first Monday in June to celebrate and recognise the contributions of volunteers. Launched in 1984, this initiative has been running for over 40 years, providing organisations and communities a platform to thank current and past volunteers for their invaluable efforts. The campaign highlights the diversity and unity of volunteer work across the UK. You just can't really go anywhere without coming across the great work of volunteers, particularly in our area. Just looking out on the high street, there's volunteers that look after the hanging baskets there. In the station where I work, there's volunteers look after the kind of flower pots there, just donating their time, their energy, and often their own money as well to make our lives a little bit better. And of course, couldn't mention this without mentioning the work of the RNLI, who historically have saved over 147,000 lives with their voluntary efforts. So yeah, we're celebrating all the great work, and I've got some interviews to bring you after the break.
On DAB, online, on FM, and on your smart speaker.
This is Mearns FM.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again. And past your door. You don't
morning. My name's Dorothy. Benham's such a beautiful place, the Mill of Benham. And just sitting in the garden area, whether you're working or just enjoying the nice day, your mind is just your own. You don't think about any worries at home or anything like that. To plant and watch your vegetables or flowers grow is just an amazing experience. One of the main things would be the community, the actual group themselves, how well we all get on and how we all enjoy the same things. Nature at its best. The birds and things that come down are just amazing, you know? It's just idyllic.
Yeah.
You know?
And it must be very rewarding as well to see the fruits of your labour through the year.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And we all, you know, take a cabbage on a Saturday or whatever you want. And then if they're surplus, you put it up to the hut in the car park. There's an honesty box. And we make a little bit of money to help buy our compost and things. So it's, you know, it all goes round. It's just great to be here.
Brilliant, yeah, I just love it here so much. What bird is that? That's a biggie. Or is that a heron?
I think it could be.
That's something in its beak as well.
I think it could be.
Would they be building a nest down there? It's a bit late for that, isn't it?
Maybe a bit late, but there could be down. They've done amazing work down at the pond area there. I don't know if you walk past it.
Yeah, I've seen it. There's all the tadpoles and the frogs in there.
Yeah, but compared to what it was last year, it was such a work they put into it. It was just great.
Yeah, Henning was saying it's quite a thankless job because it has to be done in the winter so as not to disturb the wildlife in that. So
right.
Just people are up sort of waist deep in the muddy water in the winter.
That's really what they want to be doing.
What a dedication, though, and they can see the, as I said, the fruits of their labour.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
From mountain to sea, Mearns FM.
Papa G on Mearns FM, your local community station. Why don't you join him every Thursday and Friday mornings, 7 till 10, and let him kickstart your morning with great music, traffic and travel, and tell you all about the weather.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
Have you ever dreamed of being on radio? Well, Mearns FM is looking for enthusiastic new volunteer presenters to join our fantastic team, and we want to hear from you. We are actively recruiting for weekday drive time and evening presenters. No salary, no pressure, just the passion for great music, local radio and being part of your community. Full training and support provided. Come and join our welcoming team and volunteers who love what they do. Interested? Well, email your contact details to volunteers@mearnsfm.org.uk. Mearns FM, your local community radio station.
What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective.
Yeah, as the advert said, we are looking for volunteers to present on the radio, so please do get in touch if you're interested in being on local radio. It's great fun, great new skills you learn, great new people you can meet. Thoroughly recommend it. So I went round a wee bit. I could have spent days going around speaking to everyone. As I said, we are volunteering here on Mearns FM, so we have jobs and stuff as well, but I managed to get some wee interviews with just a couple of people, but it just gives you a wee bit of a taste of why people do it and the great work that they do. So that was Dorothy before the break there, speaking about Mill of Benham, and I also caught up with Ian, who's a retired fish merchant, and he works in the gardening group at Mill of Benham as well. They are desperately needing volunteers for the gardening work at Mill of Benham. It's just such a lovely, tranquil place, as you'll hear from this next interview. Just the birds in the background, just the setting is so beautiful. There's, you know, walkers going by, enjoying the space there, but Enjoy this interview. Here's Ian.
Well, my name's Ian Craig. I used to be a fish merchant in Gordon. So I retired. And I decided to come down here to volunteer. It was being let go and it was beginning to deteriorate quite a lot. Because I think the council, they did maintain the bits and pieces of the ground, but they closed the cafe and things, so... And then the community eventually bought it over or got it from the Aberdeenshire Council. And I thought, I spoke to Henning up the top here, and they were telling me that they'd just gotten the mill and they were looking for volunteers. And I said, oh, well, I would be interested. So I came down, and initially it was just for the garden. But I'm kind of looking after the pass and cutting the grass and just doing any odd jobs that's available, that's sort of kicking around.
What is it you're doing today then, planting some hostas?
I've been clearing the steps up here because they were getting a bit overgrown. I was planting up stuff along that other wildflowers.
Oh, nice.
They put in a new path across the road here.
That's
as well.
Amazing.
Oh, have you seen it for the old bridge right down to the cafe?
Yeah, what a great job.
Yeah, well, it's a brilliant job, isn't he? He's made a really good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I seem to hear any time on my hands when I retire somehow. Mm-hmm. My dog takes up a lot of attention. He always comes down here as well, and we could be down with some more volunteers if there's anybody interested. Because we're kind of, there's only two of us doing the day. So, and there's a volunteers group comes in every 2 weeks. So there's more numbers when the volunteer come in on a Saturday.
Oh,
so there's more numbers at that time.
So it must be quite social as well. You meet some new people.
Yes, you meet quite a lot of new people. And also, I knew quite a lot of them that came. Because I used to run the fish business. And a lot of them used to come in and buy fish with me. But it's good to socialise, and there's always something to do in here as well. Again, if you look for it, there's always something to do. Before I started here, I was on the coastal path. Because I'm doing here, sometimes on a Saturday I'm knackered, and on a Sunday there might be here volunteers day on a Sunday. And I was doing last Sunday because we were preening scythe, ready for cutting grass with a scythe.
Oh, okay.
Because Casper doesn't believe in strimmers or anything like that. Uh-huh. Although I do use a strimmer down here.
Uh-huh.
But on the coastal path, we use scythe. So it's good to learn that as well.
Learning new skills.
Learning a new skill with a scythe, which is... Hiya.
How's it going?
Alright, not bad, and yourselves?
Not too bad.
At least it's quite dry all day. I mean, I've carried this all day and it's stopped over, eh?
Yes, that's what happens, isn't it? Yeah, so the scythe and things is good to go back to the old fashioned way as well. Again, also, I'm not very good at it.
Well, you can't be straight from the off. It's all about the repetition.
Yeah. Sometimes you're scything and you think, oh, I've got into the swing of things, and then all of a sudden you hit a stone or something and that's pit shoot.
And you've lost a toe.
Sink, yes.
And you've lost a toe. So, aye, they're sharp, aren't they, the scythes?
Yes.
You have to sharpen them every 20 minutes or something?
Yes, we keep on sharpening them, like I think it's 15, 20 minutes. Or just when they grow blunt.
Yeah.
You usually know when they're really sharp because they just cut the grass. Yeah, so that was another thing that we learned to do, sharpen the blade of the scythe, dismantle it and things like that.
Yeah, that's part of the job, I guess, isn't it? And was it your own business you ran then?
Yes. Yeah, it was my own business.
So it must be really nice doing the voluntary work where you're keeping yourself busy, but there's none of the stress or the pressure.
There's no stress, no. When I had my fish business, it was pretty full on. And there was a while I was really, there was only me filleting really, and my brother helped me part-time. There wasn't enough work to do him a full-time job, but there was too much for just one person as well. Because I was a filleter, and My brother was a skinner, but one skinner can keep two fillers going.
Okay.
So, but it was only me.
Yeah.
So sometimes he would be standing waiting for me to get fish. I had my own fish farm, and then I supplied some fish to another fish farm, and I supplied some fish to the chip shop as well. So, so it was quite... I think I was needing to retire. I was kind of knackered. Very peaceful being here, and when you're doing stuff, you just think, you just come in, we'll come in at 10 on Tuesday, and you just wonder when it's 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really passes really quickly. So it's good fun. It's good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, I'm hoping to go down to some of the charity shops and things, but I guess this is a lot of different work, you know. So
I wouldn't like to be stuck indoors, really.
No. So no. But there is, for volunteering, there's stuff out there for everyone, isn't
yes.
there? Whatever your walk
yes.
of life, whatever
yes.
your skills,
exactly.
will be
yeah.
an organisation or an enterprise like
yeah.
this that desperately needs help.
Yeah.
You know?
So. I mean, in a charity shop, man, you're meeting a lot of people as customers coming in and out, but I've done that. I did that in my own business, so I had a lot of customers coming in and out and in and out. And that was the only thing I really missed about when I give up my business is the customers and the banter that you had with the customers coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
That was there was some good laughs in there mm-hmm. as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that was Ian at the Mill of Benham helping out in the garden there. Thank you so much to Dorothy and Ian. Big round of applause. Thank you so much for your hard work and for chatting to me, giving up your time to speak to the radio about your great work. Then I went down to the square in Stonehaven, where I caught up with some ladies working at Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland, the boutique charity shop there. Here's Liz.
Hi, I'm Liz Wood. I volunteer at Chest, Heart and Stroke Stonehaven. I've been doing it for a few years now. I volunteer because I enjoy the company, great crack, and we meet lots of interesting people. I'm also putting something back into Chest, Heart and Stroke. So many people have heart conditions, and that's my way of putting something back. My favourite all-time song, if it could be played, is Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Susan Glennon, and I have worked, volunteered here for 4 years. And I did it when I retired because I wanted to do something worthwhile, but pace to suit me. Having discovered chest, heart and stroke in Dunfermline some years before, so it was obvious, an obvious choice when the store opened in Stonehaven. Working with Wendy and Jane and the team also make it fun.
Do you guys have a lot of like tourists coming in that you help out?
Yes, it seems to be a magnet for people visiting the town, and the number of comments we get about how the shop looks and how it feels is really positive as well.
Yeah.
And when there's a tour bus in from the cruise ships, it just gets mulled.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's good, because it's a really good presentation of clothes and stuff. It always. Looks like a normal shop.
So there's a kind of ethos to the how the boutique shops work. And across the country, the boutique shops are all like this. The team of volunteers are all, I think, mostly good with the customers that come in as well. Mm-hmm. And you get to know regulars as well.
Have you got a song that you want to play on the radio?
Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, Get On Your Feet.
Get On Your Feet. Love it. Thank you so much, Susan. Loving that track. Didn't actually know about that one. What a track. So thanks for that, and thanks again to Susan and the ladies at Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland, Susan and Liz, for chatting to me. Thanks for your hard work, guys, and for your volunteering and for your song suggestions. Woo! Thank you. Right, yeah, just a bit about Chest, Heart and Stroke. They're Scotland's largest health charity working to help people with chest, heart and stroke conditions to live life to the full. They're amazing nurses, support workers and volunteers are here to make sure no one has to recover on their own. With our community health support service, we ensure that people across Scotland get the support they need to live full lives with life-changing health conditions. Every day in Scotland, 31 people will have a stroke, 32 people will have a heart attack, 16 people will be diagnosed with heart failure, 16 will be diagnosed with coronary heart disease, and 41 people will be admitted to hospital of COPD. So please support their lovely shops, and they have one in Stonehaven in the Market Square, lovely boutique shop. Go check it out. Right, more interviews after the break. Thanks for tuning in to Mearns FM. From mountain to
sea, Mearns FM. Hi, I'm Chris from the Late Night Saturday Show on Mearns FM. Join me for 3 hours of the best music from the 60s all the way to the 2000s and beyond. Have your say on Mike Dean's Double Dunner. Two songs from the same artist, or just ping me a request. And let's rock the airwaves from 7 till 10 p.m. every Saturday on Mearns FM.
Whatever your plans are for this Thursday evening from 9 till 11, why don't you come over and join us in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith here on Mearns FM. We get to indulge with an hour of great jazz tunes and an hour of blues where we really dig deep in that emotion and guitar strings and all the rest of it that comes with good old blues session. Yep, that's what we do in the lounge. So looking for your company? We'll be here waiting every Thursday, 9 till 11, in the lounge with Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Mearns FM.
Hi, so I'm Isabel. I've been here for 17 years nearly. I retired early to look after my grandson, and he came here as a wee extra, and I just love it. I've been here 17 years and mostly empty bags and hang things up, but I've tried other things, so I just thoroughly enjoy it. Working with other people, and the banter's good. That's about it.
Yeah, hi, I'm Sarah. I've been here for nearly 3 years at the Red Cross. I'm usually on the till and restocking all the racks with new clothes and stuff, helping customers. I really enjoy volunteering. It gives me a purpose in life, a regular thing every week, and I just love meeting everybody. Some lovely characters come in, and it's just really good to be able to help people. So, yeah, enjoy it.
Must be like every day is different here as well. You get funny stuff coming in, or funny people coming in as well.
Oh, you get some interesting things.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's interesting just the variety of things we get in. I think it's.
And sometimes you have to go to somebody else and go, what do you think this is for?
You're never quite sure what it is.
Consult somebody. You have to consult too.
We've got lots of stuff that comes in, obviously, and obviously the ladies sort it out, and we've got lots of Christmas things that come in, and have to keep on top of everything and changing the windows. You've got people who do that part of the job, and they're really good at doing that, I think.
Even within the small charity shop, there's lots of different roles.
Lots of people do different things, and people prefer different things. So
good fun.
Yes,
good fun.
It is good fun.
And do you, like, sometimes have in the back of your mind the greater cause of the Red Cross?
You get emails alerting you to this disaster, and you get the offer to donate.
You do listen to what they're saying as well, but also when you're in the shop, you are realising you purchase something, you are helping people locally and people far away. So, And obviously with wheelchairs, we volunteer those out, don't they, and stuff.
Do
they, What's your favourite part of working at the Red Cross here in Scotland?
I mean, it's just something good to do in my free time. It's like, I just do an hour a week and kind of just sort stuff, and it's hard doing it. I don't
Yeah.
That was Isabel, Sarah and Belle from Red Cross. That's also in Stonehaven. Three cheers for them. Hey, thank you girls so much for all your hard work and your volunteering. I have to say, Belle was quite young as well, so I'm sure having that on her CV, having the work that she does there, will make her very employable to someone and will help her in her career. Right, all you guys, all you volunteers, you get a 10 out of 10 from me. Thank you so much.
Other people want to try you, girl, and I hope you tell them where to go. Because I've got so much here to offer, girl.
My name's David. I've had quite a few connections to charity over the years. Probably started off when I was at school, like a lot of people in my generation. Had a Bernardo's box for putting coins in. And they had a competition in their newspaper for photography, which I was lucky enough to win twice. So that was a nice way of sort of entering my world of photography with bits of paper to say I could take a half decent picture when I was like 10 or 11, something like that. So that was the sort of the whole sort of charity thing kind of stemmed from that. And then back in 2018, unfortunately, I had bowel cancer. It was I had no symptoms, but I went through a few months of uncertainty and chemo. And when my wife was dropping me off for chemo, she would go down to Maggie's, which is in the grounds of ARI, and she'd sit and knit and drink coffee and chat. And it was a really lovely non-medical environment. And also, I didn't have any friends who were going through that, so it was nice to have a non-medical conversation about stuff with people who are non-judgmental. And Maggie's do what they call the culture crawl. I helped take the pictures at that, and then following year I did it just on my own. So it's nice that I can use my skill to give them images that would help them along, and also other participants can use it so it spreads the word. Maggie's have a wide selection of volunteers, and I've helped out with shoveling a bucket to get cash for people coming out of a show at HMT, through to photography at black tie events and golf tournaments and the culture crawl. So many people have a talent or a skill that the charities can use. Giving that time and that skill is invaluable. It's more valuable often than money, because they get someone who's very motivated and understands what the charity is trying to do. When I discovered that my workplace would donate money for the time I gave, it made sense for me to go along and do pictures for their event.
Yeah, I didn't realise a lot of workplaces will do that. A lot of larger companies, I guess, more that would match donations or time donated as well by their employees. So it's always,
especially if you work for any large company, the HR department is a great resource. And if they haven't got something going, ask about it. It is a tax efficient thing for the business. At my old workplace, because I was a champion for giving, a number of my colleagues started to join in. So for 3 years, the money that we raised through our efforts in time paid almost £2,000 every year, which is basically about a day's running costs to Maggie's. I actually met Dame Laura, who is their CEO, and she was Maggie's nurse when Maggie was going through her treatment. And Maggie's husband was an architect. So they firmly believed that architecture was something that would help people get better. So every Maggie Centre is a unique design by a leading architect. I mean, the Dundee one is a totally different building again, but each one is unique. What isn't unique is the warmth of the welcome. There's always volunteers there who make coffee and tea and chat. There's another smaller charity that I also help out with called Butney Bear. And what they do is they make teddy bears who have got a small stoma. The idea behind it is a child going in who is having an operation in that sort of manner. It helps normalise what they're going through. And the reason the bear's called Butney is it's got a button where the stoma would be, and there's a bit of Velcro to hold on a colostomy bag. So kids can use it to explain to their friends why they've got a bag. Also do a little bit of photography for them as well, so when they have events on, I'll try and get along. Mm-hmm. And I've done pictures for their round ARI with some of the doctors for pictures for the brochures and things like that as well.
Okay, brilliant. All right, have you got a song you'd like to play on the radio? What's your favourite song?
Yeah, there is one piece of music that always moves me. Martin Bennett unfortunately died of cancer about 10 years ago, and he was one of the up-and-coming amazing bagpipe players. When he was going through the treatment, he lost his fine motor skills and couldn't play the bagpipes anymore. And he started sampling music. And his mother was a music ethnologist. So the house is full of weird and unusual music. And he took the music that he heard round about and sampled it and made some very powerful music. Blackbird is using music that is sung by the travelling community. And the woman who sang it was from Blair Gowdy, so a nice local connection. They thought it would never be played live, but a musician called Greg Lawson created an orchestra who could play it, and it's been played a few times, and I was lucky enough to see the best ever performance, which was at then in Glasgow at the huge arena, 16,000 people. Hearing that being played was just incredible, and it's a song called Blackbird by Martin Bennett.
What a voice, what a voice, what a voice I hear. It's like the voice of my beloved dear. But the
there, Blackbird by Martin Bennett. Thanks so much to David for requesting that and for all your hard work. Big round of applause for David. And keep it going for all the brilliant volunteers that I've chatted to, and just all the volunteers all over the Mearns for brilliant work. And also all the presenters at Mearns FM for making me feel so welcome. What a lovely radio station we have here. Got a lovely Hawaiian phrase here for everyone. Mahalo nui loa, a beautiful Hawaiian phrase that translates to thank you very much. So thank you to you as well for listening, for lending me your lug holes and making Mearns FM a part of the soundtrack to your day. Quick shout out to the Kincardineshire Development Partnership, who have a volunteering matchmaking service on their website. So if you're thinking about volunteering, hopefully today has inspired you a little bit to go on the website and find what's in the area for you. Right, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Cheerio, bye.
On DAB, online, on FM 105 to 107, and on your smart speaker, this is Mearns FM News.